Peter Schweizer, investigations detonate two bombs under Joe Biden. By Breitbart News on June 27, 2023. The discovery of a secret Joe Biden cell phone paid for by Hunter Biden's communist China-connected business. And new confirmation that Joe is indeed the big guy designated for a piece of Hunter's shady overseas profits. Are developments that may imperil the Biden presidency. Peter Schweizer says in the latest episode of the Drill Down podcast. Schweizer, whose Government Accountability Institute, GAI, has been breaking news on Biden family corruption since 2018, says his organization's examination of Hunter's infamous laptop uncovered the existence of the mysterious ZTE cell phone. The phone, which his father used from 2009 onward while he was President Barack Obama's vice president, was paid for by Hunter Biden's Rosemont Seneca business. Congressional committees investigating the Biden family businesses have signaled they may subpoena the records of that private, unsecured phone if they haven't already done so. Why is the phone meaningful, and why do you think that will mean moving forward? Co-host Eric Eggers asks Schweizer. Hunter was complaining about the fact that he was paying for his father's phone bill, Schweizer confirms. In fact, it was Rosemont Seneca Partners, his firm, that, beginning in 2009, when Joe Biden became Vice President of the United States, started paying for a special phone line for Joe Biden. The AT&T billing, Schweizer says, will indicate who Biden was talking to on that back channel. And here's the key thing, the White House can't claim executive privilege, this was not a government phone. This isn't Joe Biden's personal phone, because it was being paid for by Hunter's business. The second bombshell was buried in the redacted transcript of IRS whistleblower Gary Shapley, who confirms on page 120 of his testimony to the House Ways and Means Committee that the big guy referenced in Hunter Biden's business emails as 10 held by H for the big guy is indeed now President Joe Biden. The reference was contained in an email thread between Hunter Biden and his business partners over the percentage stakes for each of them to be had from a deal they were negotiating with China Energy, a multi-billion dollar Chinese conglomerate founded by Yi Jianming, a Chinese Communist Party-linked business tycoon who has since disappeared in China but with whom Hunter Biden had attempted to work out numerous deals. These two things are crucial, Schweizer said on his podcast. The Drill Down, because they show that Joe Biden was a beneficiary of his son's deal-making with Chinese Communist Party-connected businesses, and that the committees will likely scrutinize the calls made to and from that cell phone. During the podcast, Schweizer and co-host Eric Eggers noted that even the mainstream press is jumping onto the story after Hunter Biden's plea deal was made public last week, perhaps signaling that the dam is beginning to break. My prediction and my belief are that we are going to see the establishment of the Democratic Party begin to turn on Joe Biden, recognizing that because of his age, but also because of these scandals, he does not have the capacity to win in 2024, Schweizer said.